The March 31st reading today is entitled Heedfulness or Hypocrisy in Ourselves. The passages that Oswald Chambers uses is from 1 John 5:16. If anyone sees his brother sinning, a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life for those who commit sins not leading to death. This is a tricky passage for theologians. Bible commentaries differ on just what John had in mind. Some say he was referring to repeated sins. Some say he was speaking of grave sins. Others believe he had apostasy in mind. Oswald Chambers uses this passage to teach us not to be hypocrites when others come to us, but our first response is to pray. If our response is, I can't believe he or she would do that, or I would never do that, he says we're hypocrites. Quoting from Oswald's passage today, be careful that you don't become a hypocrite by spending all of your time trying to get others right with God before you worship him. He asked the question, can Jesus Christ see the agony of his soul in us? We have to become like Christ before we can adequately represent Christ. There is a fine line between judging and discernment, and it always comes down to a matter of the heart. So when someone comes to you, is your heart pure? And are you, as he states, can the agony of his soul be seen in us? Then you'll be able to give adequate response. The secondary takeaway from this is, who do we go to when we need wise counsel? Do we only seek those who would tell us what we want to hear? Is the person we seek the most godly person we know? Is counsel going to be biblical? Eugene Peterson addresses this by saying, rescue me from the person who tells me of life and omits Christ, who is wise in the ways of the world and ignores the movement of the Spirit. In summary, I think this passage teaches us first is to be able to discern our own hearts before we give counsel to others. Are we going to give them biblical advice? Are we going to give them advice that may just be what they want to hear? Are we hypocrites in the way we respond? And finally, who do we seek for counsel? Rescue me from the person who tells me of life and omits Christ, who is wise in the ways of the world, but ignores the movement of the Spirit.